beautiful day, and at my feet are blooming what they call polygala, or gaywing. And the sound you hear is a hermit thrush. And the woods I'm in is really, really coniferous. Lots and lots of white spruce. Let's see, as I'm looking around, balsam. I see some jack pine, that mossy understory. Quite beautiful. And the flute-like song is the hermit thrush. Preliminary note, and then a series of flute-like notes afterward. There's also an oven bird, the little warbler that goes teacher, 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 teacher. Hermit thrush has a kind of an olive brown back and a very reddish tail. And they're native breeders up here. They come back every summer. And they can be confused with two other of the thrush family. And the other one that sounds flute-like is a veery, but their song goes down. It has, well, I think of the V in veery. It points down. And then the other one is the Swainson's thrush. And that song kind of winds up, goes up the scale. Listening to several sounds, but actually I'm trying to record one in particular, and that's a golden... There, it's saying a golden-crowned kinglet. In the background, you can hear other things. You can hear a white-throated sparrow. You can hear a Nashville warbler, things like that. But the really high one goes dee 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 dee, and then it makes a little chickadee-like ending. That's a golden-crowned kinglet. It's a very hard song, well, to recognize, because a lot of times, unless you're really close, you don't hear the first part of it. It goes dee 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 dee, very, very high. Now it's just making little high sounds, not even its song. They're very high. I mean, they're hard to hear unless you're right next to them. Golden-crowned kinglets look like warblers. They're very, very small birds. They do have a golden crown, and it's just not always real visible. It depends on how excited they are and if they're courting or if they're just feeding or what. But they tend to often be very high in the trees, so they're often hard to see that way. There, he did his song again. And there is another kinglet, a ruby-crowned kinglet, which actually is much easier to see. They tend to feed a little lower. But these little golden-crowned kinglets, they're like treetop guys. Really, really hard. That's the sound of a morning warbler. And I can, describe where I am. I've come to an area that's kind of brushy and with an overstory of aspen, quaking aspen, and mixed with spruce. So it's kind of a mixed woods. And he's kind of saying, cheery, 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 choy, choy, choy. It's actually a very rich, full sound this little warbler makes. And I'm a little far away from it, but it's a very loud and distinctive song. And you'll hear it in, it's pretty tolerant of a wide variety of habitats. And it really does like brush. So wherever there's a good brush component within a larger woods, it'll kind of find a place. And the word mourning is M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Like in mourning, like in being sad or something like that. And that's because on this bright yellow breast, there's a bib. And the bib is gray, but it has a black edging on it. And that apparently is why the name came. So, that's a mourning warbler. getting towards midday, so I guess I'm about done. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.